Denny Holmes secures his first Grand Prix victory at Monaco in 1967, but the day is marred by tragedy. This heartbreaking event reveals the high stakes of Formula One racing and the risks drivers face. Holmes, driving for Brabham, dominates the 100-lap race, but the celebration turns somber when Ferrari's Lorenzo Bandini crashes while in second place. On lap 82, Bandini loses control at the harbor chicane, colliding with a guardrail and a pole, which results in a catastrophic fuel tank rupture and a deadly fire. The charismatic Italian suffers third-degree burns and tragically passes away 3 days later. Only 6 cars finish the race, with Holmes' triumph marking the first of 2 wins in a season that would ultimately lead him to the world title.